as we look into some of the powerful concepts that meditation brings, we're going to kind of use it as a cornerstone of getting the abilities that we're looking for. Normal meditation practices, I can tell you this, are not going to get you the type of results that we're going to be talking about. So there are individuals that can meditate for years and they will never have some of the abilities that you're going to have through the information that we're going to discuss. So first thing is that all meditation is not created equal. And yet, at the same time, by doing the right amount of meditation over a period of time, it is going to produce results. So for instance, I guess the best way I could say it is even if you didn't have good methods, if you were using the concepts of the meditation practice that we're going to talk about, you're going to eventually get the results because the mind is eventually going to open up and get to the point where you can actually use it for some of the techniques we're going to be talking about. Meditation is basically a devotional exercise to plan or intend in the mind or to contemplate. And so it's a focus point. It's where we're going to learn how to focus our attention. And meditation does not always have to be something that you get into. It's something that you just do at any given point. We're going to talk about exercises that have been discussed probably in some other areas on other CDs, but we're going to talk about using the meditative practices to still the mind, relax the body down, maybe count the breaths. But really the main thing is to get into a central focus. Now, how we're going to do that is we're going to create a habit of meditation. Habits determine your future no matter what you do. All problems, all challenges that we have are based on bad habits. Okay? And these are the types of things that we want to try to control. We want to obviously control bad habits and create good habits. And really, there is almost no difference between them. A good habit is the same as a bad habit. It's just something that you have done over a period of time and have created. If you change your habits, you change your life. And so what you're going to be doing now is you're going to be including meditation in as a habit, as something that you have to do. For instance, somebody that's a smoker, that's a habit for them. They have to do it. If they don't smoke, they get the cravings. Well, we want that to be the same thing here because this meditation is going to be a cornerstone that was going to allow you to really achieve anything that you want in your life. And if you can control your habits, you can certainly control your life. And that comes with discipline plus habits equals control. Most people look at the word discipline almost as a bad word, when in fact it is the controller of our life, is being able to be disciplined enough in order to do something. That discipline plus the habits equals control. And as we go further and further along in learning some of these extraordinary techniques, you need to have both. You need to have discipline, you need to have the right habits, and then you're going to get control. Once you get that control, then you're going to be able to do some of the things like remote viewing, remote sensing. A lot of these techniques are extremely, would be considered difficult to most people. And I would say they were very difficult to me. It took me a while to really pick up on a lot of this stuff. So don't think that just because you purchased a course and we're going through some information that all of a sudden you're just going to immediately start remote viewing. It's going to take a period of time. I would say a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks to really get you accustomed to the practice, and then beyond that, taking your skills to the next level. A lot of that comes down to belief, and I've talked about this before, is that your belief factor is really the key factor in getting the results that you want, because if you don't believe in what you're doing, it's not going to work. If you don't believe that what you're doing will work for you, it's not going to work very well. Because you may believe it'll work for me, you may believe it'll work for somebody else, but you may not believe it for yourself. And so what we're going to do is we're going to break down the habits to the smallest pieces that we can. We're going to make it very simple at first, very elementary. And so for those of you that are, let's say, advanced into meditation, here's one thing I'm going to recommend. I'm going to recommend that you still go through these processes and see if there's a benefit there. Because some people have been doing meditation for years and they've been doing it incorrectly. I work with a company called Scientific Premium Company USA, and we created the course. I didn't create it, but my instructor did, called the Chi Power Plus Program. We've since created a Chi Power Value Pack where we include all kind of unique products. And one of the things that we notice with that course is that some people don't really understand the power of the body and mind. And we teach them how to create that power of body and mind through using their chi energy. And it's something that absolutely anyone can do if they're disciplined enough to do the work. And I guess that's, you know, that's what everything comes down to, flight time. How much time are you going to put in order to get this to work? Now, let's do this. 21 days to create a habit. That's pretty commonplace. You can see books everywhere that say 21 days to a new you, 21 days to this, 21 days to that. Lose 30 pounds in 21 days, something like that. And 21 days, for whatever reason, and again, I'm not going to get into the scientific reasons. By the way, that's another thing. I'm not going to get into really thick philosophical things. I'm not going to get into really in-depth scientific terminology. I'm not going to say why this does that or get into any type of scientific tests that have been done in how people remote view or anything like that. If you want to get that, you can get many books at the library. You can go on the internet and find all kind of information like that. This course is designed to get you the skills, plain and simple. So I'm going to keep it as simple as I can. I'm going to go at a pace that's going to give you information. I don't want to spend any excess time than I have to in things that don't matter. And to me, it doesn't matter how it works. It just matters to me that it does work. And I think you'll be happy to know the same thing. So 21 days to create a habit. And anything that you do, it's usually the first 21 days that determines your success. If you've ever wanted to lose weight, those first 21 days are really rough because you're now introducing a new pattern to your body and your mind. Lifting weights, getting in shape, jogging. Doesn't matter what the discipline is, it's that 21 days. And so as we start to develop these skills, I want you to do 21 days in a row. That includes Saturdays and Sundays. When I first started doing training, Chi Power training, meditational training, I got to tell you, for the first couple years, I was, 7 days a week, doing everything from standing meditations, lying down meditations, all different types of exercises, probably about 2 hours a day. I'd get up at, I think it was 4:45 in the morning because I had to leave to go to work. I worked up in northern New Jersey, about an hour and 15 minutes away. And so I did most of my practice in the morning for about 2 hours before I had to leave for the office. And I did that for several years. And, you know, it was a discipline. It became a habit. If I missed a day, I felt like, hey, I got to double up almost the next day. And so, you know, that's where you're going to get the power. It's what we call discipline the power. Because when you can discipline your power, you can do anything. But in the beginning, we're going to talk about 20 minutes a day. And 20 minutes every day. And so you're going to set aside a time in order to do that. I usually recommend in the morning because, at least for me, I had a family, married with 4 kids, so I had to make sure that I could get it done. And I knew that when I came home from work at night, it was very unlikely that I could find the time because of family obligations. It was more difficult. Not that I couldn't do it, not that I couldn't cut the time out, but it was more likely that I would be interrupted or that something would come up to interfere with that training. So I just did it in the morning. So I'm going to ask that you do some training in the morning, and it's going to benefit you. If you don't do the training, that's up to you. But you're not going to get the results if you don't kind of put a lid on your discipline. You need to take that discipline to the next level and start to really believe in the fact that you can do this. And once you discipline the power, you're going to be surprised at how well these mechanisms work for you.